Matthew chapter 22. You find your place, you stand, please. I'll be reading also from Revelation chapter 21. Thank you for being in the sanctuary tonight. I'm glad you're here. So glad I'm saved. Every day that passes by, I get more and more glad of that morning down on the hillside when I made it right with you. Verse number 1 of Matthew 22, and Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables, and said, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I've prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murmurers and burned up their city. Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden are not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said to him, friend, how comest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Revelation 21. And verse number 9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was likened to a stone most precious, even a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof. And the city lieth 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardis, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth a chrysophatus, the 11th a jacinth, the 11th an amethyst, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need for the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. You may be seated. I want to preach tonight, if God will help me, on heaven and how to get there from here. And if you get there, you are going to have to get there from here. There will be no second chance after death. What preparations you make are going to have to be made in the here and now. I was amazed tonight, this message on my heart, that almost everything that was said and sung was laying a foundation for this going to heaven. I've noticed that this subject gets more interesting to me as the gray gets in my hair and the loved ones begin to leave, until it won't be long till I'll have more there than I've got here. And I think about the city and its foundations and what's going to be there. And if I could tonight, I'd like to entice you, if you're here lost and wanting to go. And if you're here and saved, it ought to make you shout that there is such a place. And with all of the descriptions that's written here in this book, and what little study that I've done and found out, I think, some things about heaven. Paul said, "I have not seen, and the ear hath not heard, neither had it entered the heart of man what God has in store for them that love him." We don't know tonight what God, what heaven's going to be like, but I'm going to tell you, it'll be good beyond description. And if you get the right vision of what's there and what'll go on there and what it's going to look like, it make you want to go just to see it, let alone to be able to be with the Lord. The most blessed thing about heaven tonight is I'm a-going. And I'm not going to go to hell. And God help us tonight to take a fresh look at where we're going. Now, the Bible said we'll be there forever. Now, that's a long time. But you read in your hearing that just in case that forever runs out, he put another one on it and said, "and ever." And that means forever. There'll be no end to heaven when we get there. I cannot conceive of things that have no end. The human mind cannot get a hold of heaven where there's nothing bad and there's never an end to what we'll be doing. There'll be no death. There'll be no sorrow. Can you imagine a city? Now, I think, if I'm studying right, it'll be 1,600 miles, studying the furlongs here, 1,600 miles this-a-way and this-a-way and up this-a-way. And I can't get all that figured out, but it ain't no trouble for God to build a city 1,600 miles high and 1,600 miles wide and 1,600 miles long, there will be enough room for everybody that's got saved. Now, the Word of God, Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. And I want you to get this. I thought, well, let me study this a little bit and see what some other folks say. And I had an old dilapidated Bible, a Revised Standard Version, that is in a library that I bought. And I said, I wonder what the idiots think about what heaven. And I looked in there, and instead of saying mansions, it said, in my Father's house are many rooms. And I said, I believe I like the mansion business better than the room business. But I want you to look at this now. And this is in the same chapter where Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. And he said, I go to prepare a place for you. Now, if we were going to dwell in mansions, it looks like he wouldn't have to fix anything. But it looks like that there's mansions already there. Maybe that's where the angels are going to live. But it looks like that mansions are not going to be good enough for me. And he said, I go to prepare a place for you. Somebody's going to live in a mansion, but we got a place coming. And I don't know what it's going to look like, but it's in, evidently there's no words that we'd understand that would describe where we're going. And I'm telling you tonight, I'm talking about where I'm going. I get excited, folks talking about going to Israel where there's not much but sand and buildings where he's been. But you think about going where he is. You get excited about going over there where he's walked. But you think about going where he's walking. Bless his name. Yeah. And a friend told me he had a had a fruit orchard. And the deer eating it up. And he said, absolutely. And I tried everything. I couldn't get the deer to stay out. And he said, I didn't want to kill him. I love deer. And he said, I didn't want to kill him. I heard a circus in town. And I thought I'm going to try something. And he said, I went down there and asked the keeper of the lions. Now, Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. And he said, I wonder if I could get some straw out of here. And I want to use. They said, yeah, be glad to get rid of the straw and the filth out of the lion's cage. And he went in there and got that and took it out of his orchard and spread it around. And even the squirrels wouldn't come around. And the deer wouldn't get nowhere near. And that's just where the lion had been. He wasn't there. It's just where he'd been. And you think about where he is. Thank God to get where Jesus is. And when we get there, we'll be enabled. We'll not be like we are here. I think they get there and quote the whole Bible. And I'll have perfect pitch. Bless his name. And if your mansion's close to mine, I'm going to sing every morning and every day's morning all day long. Amen. There'll be no night there. And praise his name. The best thing about it is I'm a-going. Now, I think it's going to be drastic changes when we get to heaven. Thank God, sister, there'll be no wheelchairs and there'll be nobody crippled. Won't be anybody. And there'll be drastic changes. Now, my mama be so different. If she wasn't my mama, wouldn't recognize her. She had arthritis. We had to carry her from the bed to the table. And you think she'll look the same? Why, she'll be so different, it'll be amazing. And there won't be any little babies there. I'm pretty sure about this now. I'm talking about little bitty old swaddling babies. You see, they wouldn't know how to enjoy. Y'all do know they're going, don't you? And absolutely they're going. But I think there'll be a change when they get there. And they can't praise God like that. They can't sing. And so I think there's going to be a change made. And they'll be enabled and the perfect age now for the priest. And when Jesus came out in the open at the priest age was 33 years, from 30 to 33. 3 years was the priesthood. And Paul Peter said, we are a royal priesthood. And so when we get to where the high priest is, we may be all 30 years old, back on it when we could all jump and run and go and do in our prime. Bless his name. And I think, hallelujah, that when we get there, we'll see him with different eyes. Paul said, we don't know what we'll be like, but we know, he said, we'll be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Evidently, when the change comes, we don't see him like he is right now, but when we get there, we'll see him as he is. The Lamb of God that took away the sins of the world. Thank God, I'm glad I'm a going. Yeah. Hallelujah. Now, I know who's going to be there already. I do. Now, the folk that's going to be there are going to be in the family. And there's not going to be anybody that's not in the family, they're not going to be able to get in. And the Bible said the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, he knoweth them that are his. And he knows his young'uns and his family. And so, you ain't going to get in if you ain't right. Now, all of this glory in heaven, everybody got a perfect pitch. And the singing, they used to say that mama's teaching angels how to sing, and won't be no having mama ain't gonna teach anybody. My mama's an alto singer; she ain't gonna teach anybody. There's gonna be a teaching. Jesus is gonna do it. And in the New Testament now, when they partook of the Lord's Supper, they sang. And this is thrilling to me. Evidently, Jesus led the singing among the 12 apostles. And as he sung here, the Bible said that he'll sing in the midst of the church. That's prophecy. When we get together in heaven, when there is one body, he'll sing in the midst of the church.
Amen.
Can you imagine hearing him sing, bless his holy name, and sing the songs of triumph and victory, and the children of Israel crossing the Dead Sea and triumphed over Satan and the devil and sin and death and hell. Hallelujah. And about the time he gets down to the chorus, like Brother Edwin does, he'll do one of these numbers, and all the voices of the redeemed will raise up together and praise God for old time salvation. That'll make a mom and daddy shout, hallelujah. I'm glad, thank God, I'm a going. Got her all fixed up. Well, the question comes to me, are you going? And you know you can know. Now, I'm going to aim to leave out here Saturday morning. I'm aiming to. Get in my car about daybreak and turn north on I-65 and head through. But the undertaker may come and get me. And I may not leave out of here. But there's coming a day. And I got a guarantee on this. I'm going to pull out for higher ground. I've got my funeral arrangements made. I mean, that it don't really make any difference. They can throw me in the dish. What's going to be left when I jerk out of here? What's going to be left? They can do with it whatever they want. I will be done with it. And there'll be something move out of here, thank God, that knows no death and no heartache and no sorrow. And I know I'm going. And it's all because of a person, even Jesus Christ. Down yonder's a spot on the hillside where I know I got saved. And I know that. Now listen to me, sinners, tonight I love you. And no doubt I'm talking to folk tonight who are church members that don't really know. Are you looking up here at me? I have no doubt but what there's folk right here on this side and in these two sections, somebody that may have your name on the church book, but you don't really know. that you've been saved. I'm going to tell you, you don't have to go through life that way. You can know. But if you're going to go, you're going to have to get ready. When the trump of God sounds, it's going to be too late. Jesus said, come, for all things are now ready. He said, supper is ready. He said, go into the highways and hedges and tell them that the fatlings have been killed. Come to the marriage. And the Bible said, then they would not come. Boy, that's exasperating to me, brother. Now, here we have it. You want y'all to listen to me now? We got a broad road that the great majority's on, and it's filled with trouble and heartache and sorrow, with no help and no hope. And down at the end of it is eternal hell. Damnation and separation and darkness and fire and burning throughout eternity. But there is another road that's full of joy and glory. And let me tell you, friend, I tried this thing out. I didn't want something that I'd have to leave all the fun. I said, no, now, I'm not gonna trade the joys of life for an old stuck in the mud Christian experience where I can't have any joy. But that morning when I surrendered, before I got back to the house, I said, what a deal. I realize that even when you're lost, you can have happiness. Now listen to me. When you're lost, you can have happiness, but happiness hangs on happenings. I mean, if the bank's going good and you're favored, the stock market's up and your job's good and your wife or husband's faithful and your children's well, you got happiness. But if the bank fails and the doctor shakes his head, your happiness is gone. But if you got joy, you got Jesus, and nothing can destroy joy. Even in cancer, thank God, you can still have joy when the happiness is all gone. You can smile, bless His name, and know you're headed to a country where there'll be no more such. The Bible said they would not come. I cannot understand why sinners won't get right. Now listen to me, young lady. Listen to me, young man. I'm telling you what's real. You go on like you're going, and you can smile and try to make everybody think you're really having a good time. But you see, we know better. But there's another road. And I guarantee you tonight, if you'd put your trust in Jesus Christ, you'll never be sorry. Never, ever, ever be sorry that you put your trust in Him. Now, I'm a preaching on heaven and how to get there. Now, conviction comes through the preaching of the Word of God. And the Holy Ghost is going to convict somebody, or already has, here in this service tonight, knowing you're not going to make it going like you are to the portals of glory. That if you go on like it, oh, you got folks fooled. Your name's on the roll here. But you know that it's missing yonder. And you're putting on a pretty good show. And it may hold out till you die. But God knows. And one day you'll scream and gnash your teeth and say, please, Lord, and the door will be shut. The Bible said there'll come a time when many shall strive to enter and shall not be able. The men that's walked up and down through this country, I've fell in love in the last 10 years with Alabama. Up until before 1990, I didn't know anything about Alabama. But I've come to love it because of the simple Christianity and folks being so congenial, and the love of God and the love of the preaching. And I know all Alabama's not that away. I've been around. But I'm going to tell you, you have no excuse. You've heard the Word of God preached in power, and God's revealed to you that you're a sinner. And if you go to hell at the judgment, you cannot accuse anybody. I believe that the judgment that the rich man in Abraham's bosom will still be saying, somebody give me a drink. I believe we'll be able, the sinner especially, to look into hell and see Pilate still trying to wash his hands in a dry pan. I believe he's still down there. I believe the rich man's still down there saying, send somebody to my brothers that they'll not come to this awful place.
God bless
you. I'm going to tell you, if I was here tonight and I was a deacon of a church, a Sunday school teacher, if I sung in the choir, if I didn't know I was saved, I'd kick all that over into hell and get me an experience that I know is real. You don't have to go on and I think so. You don't have to go on, I hope I can make it before the end. You can know you're born again and that Jesus lives in your heart. And I beg you tonight, before it's too late, to make it right. And it said they would not come. And Jesus said, go into the highways and the hedges and compel them to go in. Now, I know about the context of the Scripture here, the Jews and the Gentiles. Don't bother me about that. I'm talking about sinners tonight that will not respond to the Word of God and the wooing of the Holy Ghost. Do you know how honored you are that the God of heaven would take out time for you and come and knock on your heart and say, I love you and I want you in? Oh, if he's touching your heart tonight, I'd never leave this building. If my mama and my daddy and my grandpa and grandma thought I was already a saint, ready to go to heaven, saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, and I knew I was lost, I'd get in this altar and pray, and they'll love you, and they'll come and throw their arms around you and say, I'm glad you did it. Oh, dear. Want to go to heaven? I've had so much experience with folks coming to God. I remember one night in North Carolina, had a great meeting. We had 25 saved. And one night there's a Sunday school teacher came and got on an altar. And he stayed and stayed. And folks come and prayed, and he stayed and stayed. I went down there to him and I said, what's the matter with you? And he said, I'm lost, preacher. There's some of them folks heard him. And they shook their head at me and said, preacher, he's not lost. He's confused. And this one come to me and said, he's the best Sunday school teacher I ever heard in my life. And they got down there with him and said, now, called his name and said, now, you're just confused. And the devil's got in you and trying to twist you around. And you know God saved you, and don't let the devil defeat you. And he lunged up to his feet with tears running down his throat, down his cheeks, and he said, friends, I'm lost and going to hell. Quit trying to convince me I'm all right and that I've taught Sunday school. I'm going to hell. If you love me, pray for me.
Amen.
And they fell in that altar that night and they got saved. Oh, I went home, came back again on Monday. They came to me and said, you know what? We just thought he is a good Sunday school teacher. You ought to have heard him yesterday morning. I'm going to tell you, friend, if you've not been born again, don't ditch your life. Go on confused and afraid every time a storm comes up, every time night comes on, every time you get sick or afraid, you may die in the condition you're in. There's a land that's fairer than day, and you can go there if you please. So many stories of men and women that waited too late and couldn't get in. so many stories of folk that waited till the Holy Spirit didn't deal with them anymore. I'm telling you, don't wait too late. I'm going to tell you this, when the lights go out in this world, I'll not worry about you anymore. I'm giving my life to what I'm doing tonight. The cardiologist said, I'm going to tell you what, son, you're headed for a pacemaker or worse. And I said, I don't believe it, Doc. And he said, I'm telling you, you're headed for it. It don't make any difference. I'm down here now, preached this morning, tried to, and tonight and last night and the night before, and going to hang in there the rest of the week if I can. Because some girl, some boy may not have a ticket to the glory world I talked about and is doomed and hellbound. Are you hearing me tonight? I stood by my brother's bed, 35 years old, dying with cancer. They came and talked to him, offered him the Roman road, done all kinds of little old gimmicks and tricks with him. I was trying to think of something to talk to him. I was driving one morning to see him. I knew he was in his last days. And God said, tell him, remember when his mama, he'd come home from school, he'd say, Mama, I'm hungry. And she'd reach up in that old warming oven and get a big old pone of cornbread and hand it out to him. I said, you ever doubt her? You know when you reached out for it, she's going to get it. And I went in there and there's two preachers talking to him. And I said, oh, wait a minute. And I told him. And he went to grinning. I said, let's pray. There in that hospital room that morning, God saved him. Thank God. When we got on praying, he said, I got it. I got it. And he's already getting so bad that he couldn't, part of the time he couldn't talk, you know. And one morning I was feeding him, Brother Dixon, and forking food into his mouth and laying there, and he finally said, wait a minute. And I stopped. I thought he's getting choked and his tears running down. And he raised that little old bony hand and said, I want to thank God this morning for saving my soul. Amen. Yeah. Oh, don't you want to go? I'm going to heaven. Don't you want to go? I'm going to heaven, and don't you want to go? Oh, I'm going to heaven. Don't you want to go? Oh, yes, we'll all go. Oh, if I was here and lost tonight, you know in your heart whether you got assurance or not. I'm a-going where? I don't know whether they've got flowers in heaven or not. Miss Nellie's not in there. There's nothing said about it. But if there's not, there'll be something that's more beautiful. My mama loved flowers, and if they've got them up there, when I get there, she'll be out there waist deep in flowers walking around. She'll be young and no arthritis.
Amen.
And I think, brother, that our minds will be so changed that we'll probably have no memories of them that are lost. How could we and not weep? But if we do know, you know what we're going to say? Thou art just, O Lord, in all thy doings. And we'll not weep over you because we know the great justice of God's been done. I want to tell you tonight, if the Holy Spirit dealing with you, He'll save you. If He's calling you to the marriage supper, if He's beckoning you tonight, you can get. If He's touched your heart while I've been preaching, that means He's calling you, sinner, tonight. And you can get saved. But you're going to have to make an effort. I'm going to tell you how to get it tonight. If you come in this altar and change fathers, you can get it. If down deep in your soul you'll say goodbye, devil, and all of that life, I'm a changing fathers tonight. I'm done with all of that stuff, and by faith I'm putting my trust in you to see to me in this world and in the world to come, and mean it deep in your soul. He'll save you and you'll know you're saved. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. But I'm going to tell you, when you come, you can't just want heaven. You'll have to want Him and His kind of life. And I guarantee you'll never be sorry. Look here at me now. You don't stay like you are. Nobody can stop you from going to hell. You don't go to hell, you can go. All the preachers can woo you, and they can sing to you and read to you. But you don't have to go to heaven. And if you wait just a little longer, if you want to go to, if you wait just a little longer, there'll be nobody to preach to you. There'll be no choir singing, nobody shouting and testifying, and you can just go on to hell. You can be with all of the rock stars and the popes and the drunks and the whoremongers and the homosexuals. And you get down there and they won't have time to talk to you for screaming and begging for mercy. But oh, if you'd like to go where there's no night, there'll be no use for the S-U-N, because the S-O-N is the light thereof. You can. I tell you what I'd do tonight when we give the invitation. Brother Edwin comes, Miss Skeeter, you come. I'd tell you what I'd do tonight. If God's dealt with your heart, I'd make some kind of move. I would not leave this building tonight with the Holy Spirit knocking on, and He is knocking on some hearts tonight. If I didn't do anything but come down here and get on my knees with tears in my eyes and say, God, help me, I don't want to go to hell, and go back to your seat, if that's what you think you ought to do. But I'd be afraid to walk out yonder into that dark if God had dealt with me, knowing that I might not make it into another service. I'll tell you what you need to do. Come and get on your face and say, God, tonight's the night that I'm going to change routes and change fathers from the devil to the Lord and make my home heaven that the preachers preached about tonight. I want you to stand with me, please. I want you to look here at me now after you stand. You can do like you've done at other times. You can push him away. And he's really sensitive. He'll not keep lingering with you and lingering with you. After a while, you can go on home. Maybe the feeling will go off of you. But I'm going to pray tonight that if you leave here lost, that you'll not sleep tonight. Those visions of torment and eternal damnation will rock your soul in the night until you do get it right. How many tonight know you're saved and there's no doubt about it? Now, don't you lie to me. Thank you. I'm not going to ask sinners to raise your hand. But I'm going to tell you, you might have raised your hand and not really been sure about it. You say, preacher, you're trying to get us to doubt our salvation. It won't hurt you at all. If I wasn't sure about it, I'd get sure. See, if you ain't sure, it ain't going to hurt you. Come pray and pray and pray. When you finally realize you're all right, you'll just be in better shape. Some old moms and daddies here tonight are going to leave out and go to glory. Some left, I guess, since I was here the last time. You'll be left alone. And hell awaiting for you, and it's worse than it's described in the Bible. Can you imagine darkness? I don't know how there's going to be fire and be darkness, but it won't be in trouble with God. Can you imagine going to a place where nobody wants you? Nobody to talk to. I heard a recording. I suppose it's true. When they dug that well in Africa, that the Russians dug a well and kept digging and kept digging and kept digging and kept digging and realized all of a sudden that they've dug into a hole. And they realized there's great heat coming out. And I heard the recording now. And they put their instruments down there and it melted the instruments. And they were hearing sounds coming out of that hole. And they put a recorder down as far as they could without it melting. And I heard the noise. And if it wasn't the screams of the damned, I don't know what it was. I heard a voice that sounded like a woman screaming and screaming and screaming and screaming. You want to go? But there is a lamb that's fairer than day. You can go where you please. You can go where you please. I tell you what, if I save tonight, I'd bow my heart and say, Lord, work on my kind that's here tonight. Touch them for Jesus' sake. While we sing, Brother Edmund, what's your number? I want to invite you to come. If I was just here and in trouble, if I was afraid to just die in the shape I'm in, if I was in doubt about my security, I'd get in this altar tonight. For Jesus, but lost. Thy heart. I'm asking you, sinner. I wonder if you're going to let it go by. We're going to sing a little more. Because I know that God wanted me to preach to you tonight what I've preached. And God, the Holy Ghost, dealing with some hearts, I'm certain about that, no doubt about it. And I'd ask you tonight, out of the deep, don't leave here in that condition. Please, don't leave here. I've stood over too many caskets of the mom and daddy's a-screaming, saying, Brother Milby wasn't saved. I guarantee you tonight, if something happens on the way home, that's not why you ought to get saved, but it ought to be a warning to you. Before your blood clots, you'll be screaming in hell. I'd be afraid to change it.